Welcome to Art Watch, an enlightening foray into the lives of working artists. Come on in, step into our studio, and listen to something unique about the artistic development of some of our friends. I'm your host, Elisha. Today we will explore the vibrant and interesting world of a textile artist who paints with fabric. Please join us as we welcome Kathy Weed. Kathy, welcome to Art Watch.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
I've always loved sewing. My mother was a prolific seamstress, and she taught me from an early age, and so we would get scraps of from clothing and curtains that she made, and we got to, my sister and I, we would make Barbie clothes when we were small. I wasn't allowed to use a sewing machine until I was older. When I was in high school, we still had a dress code, and so you couldn't wear pants. Girls couldn't wear pants. So then I started making my own clothes, and I would use Glamour magazine, 17, and I go, Mom, let's find fabric like this. I love this. And I would duplicate clothes that was in there. And it just sort of evolved. I had a family then and worked for many years at a dental office, but always sort of went back to sewing. And then I started quilting with my family. Made baby quilts and other quilts. And then every once in a while, I would take a quilting class just to learn techniques because they changed so much in the 70s, 80s, and then 90s. And then all of a sudden, everybody had many quilts. And they take a lot of time to make. So then I started making art quilts. And I met a new friend at work, and she loved to do that also. So we got together many times. She really encouraged me to do something different, and we discovered color and nature, and my family and us, we always went camping. We have traveled and gone to a lot of the national parks, taking lots of pictures of flowers, trees, birds. And so then we started making art quilts from what we had taken pictures from. I just love to do it. It's my spark of joy.
Walk us through the process, your approach for creating a piece.
Getting the idea, then getting the colors and figuring out a background, and then start cutting. I usually do a rough sketch and sort of decide on the size of the piece I'm going to make, and then do a rough sketch and then start cutting lots and lots and random cut. So some I'll use and some I won't, or some I'll change into different pieces, and then just sort of start throwing it all together. And sometimes it's better not to think too hard about it. Just arrange it. I pin all over. And then take some time and look at it and rearrange before I actually start sewing. Because then once you actually start sewing it to your layers, you have a backing, a batting, and then your background, and then the collage of all the fabrics on top of that. So once you start sewing and start quilting it. Later on, if you don't like it, it's painstakingly to take it apart or to cover it up with something else. So, it's a fun process.
Yeah, fun process, but really, really intense in some ways.
In some ways, but that's what I like.
A lot of traditional quilt work is mostly geometric. Mm-hmm. What sparked your desire to do natural themes?
Traditional quilting where everything has to match, that's very difficult and very time consuming. And I really wanted to go outside the box. And every once in a while, I'd be at a museum when we traveled and look at paintings and just go, oh, that is so gorgeous. How can I duplicate that? And so with raw edge collage, you just add and add, and nothing has to match if you don't want it to. So for me, I enjoy that immensely, not having to have six seams all meet directly in one point, which is very precise. And the people who can do that, their works are absolutely gorgeous.
Well, another interesting thing that I notice about your work is that you often break the boundary of the edge of the piece. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, when you're putting things together, you have a border on some. So do you want to extend it into the border? Or if you're just doing a binding, have it fall off so that you sort of keep looking at the image and it extends and not just gets chopped off. When I'm making it, I usually don't sew the edges almost till the very end, so that when I cut it square, rectangular, get everything straight and your right angle corners, then I sort of flip it back for the time being and pin it. And then after I do that, then I'll flip it into the border or off the edge, so it extends when your piece is finished.
How long have you been doing this kind of quilting?
Probably about 10 years, but really intense the last 3 to 5 years. Most of them that are here, I've made in the last 3 years, or last year because we were quarantined, I probably made almost 20 new pieces, because it was like, okay, I'm stuck inside with my sewing machine and my fabric. When I make one, it sort of leads into another. Like I've got a couple of different birds on display, and so I'll remake another bird with another background or another type, or like the tulips, I'll make one size of tulip and then do a bigger one or a smaller one. So a lot of times when I have all those fabrics out on my table, I'll say, oh, I want to do another one similar but different. So I'm sort of a mad artist at sometimes.
Yeah, but each one is unique.
Yeah.
Each one is totally unique.
Yeah.
And I just love that about your work.
Thank you.
Who were your first believers?
Well, my mom was. And success of sewing, and it's something I really enjoyed. And then I have a sister-in-law who's an artist, and she probably about 4 years ago had seen some of my work. She lived in Portland for many years and then moved back to this area. And she said, you need to show your work. And I go, well, I do it because I love it and it brings me joy, but I hang it in my house, and by seasons, I change it out. She said, no, you need to have other people see it and enjoy it.
Tell us about the show that you have at the Free Warren County Arts Initiative right now.
Oh, I'm so excited. You and Suzanne have been so encouraging, and I happened to meet you last year, and it's so exciting to have a complete show. There's art places where you can enter like one or two pieces and then it's juried and then they decide if they'd like it in your show, where the two of you just said, no, we want to see it all, which was very exciting. A little nervous, but very exciting. So it's just been wonderful to have this show here.
Kathy, what's your highest point in your career?
So it had to been at 50 North last year in October when it was all hung up and like visual. I'm just like, it was a pinch me moment. And I'm just like, oh my God, I did this. I can't believe it. But the funny thing about it was after my husband came and saw it, he goes, how come our walls in our house are not bare? And I said, oh, I have seasonal things, so there's more at home. There was a lot of space, so I had some real funky things that I had done over the years. And it was just such an eye-opener that people really enjoyed it. It was pretty exciting. Yeah.
Kathy, I can't tell you how glad I am and how proud I am that you're showing your work. Every time that I see one of your exhibitions, it's so well received. People love it. Mm-hmm. Conceptually, it's just a blast. Mm-hmm. What's next in the world of Kathy Weed?
Oh, what's next? Well, every once in a while I get ideas from other people, but I still would like to create a lot more work. I have time galore. We travel now that we're retired, so there's always new and exciting nature here, there, national parks again. So maybe a little bit more of what I've done, but I'd like to do more maybe abstract, just go a little bit more outside the box. I have hopefully plenty of time to enjoy making more.
Kathy Weed's The Nature of Quilting exhibition is also currently hanging at the Fribourg County Arts Initiative. And Kathy, when can people see that show?
It started right now, July 8th, and it goes through August 28th. Yeah, so for about 6 weeks, which is pretty exciting.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being on Art Watch.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Art Watch. If you enjoyed the show, please consider writing a review on Apple Podcasts, leaving a tip at leaveatip.org, or if you can, support the production with a small monthly donation. Information on this, as well as the video version of this podcast, can be found at artwatch.us. A very special thanks to this episode's sponsor, the Fribourg County Arts Initiative. Located in the historic Bessesen Former Opera Palace in Albert Lea, Minnesota, the FCAI is an arts nonprofit that offers a wide range of programming, from visual arts to virtual open mic nights. Visit them online at www.fcai.us. This show was also made possible with generous support from the Minnesota State Arts Board, the Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council, and Fribourg Mauer Cooperative Services.
We've got a really great show for you next month. I hope you can tune in. But until then, take care.